Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program. What are the odds of catching a foul ball at a game, or being dealt a royal flush in poker, or even being struck by lightning? Some things are rarer than others, but today we're looking at some occurrences that are truly unlikely, and they're all tied to one guy. Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Nick Castellanos isn't exactly having his best season. But while his numbers are down, he still leads the league in a pretty remarkable category that you won't find in any traditional stats. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, SI senior writer John Wertheim tells the tale of how Castellanos became a meme by hitting home runs that have been, let's say, oddly and hilariously timed. Again and again and again. And we should note this piece also includes the voice of the late, great, legendary Dodgers announcer Vin Scully, perhaps the only person who was Castellanos-proof. May he rest in baseball broadcast heaven. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. Here's John Wertheim to calculate the long odds on the timing of Castellanos' long bombs.
Never mind the honeyed delivery, the wit, or the accumulated baseball wisdom. For all his various and sundry broadcasting gifts, Vin Scully was blessed above all with exquisite timing.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Butler goes back to the fence. It is gone.
He may have called baseball games all those years, but he would have been a wonderful conductor or musician, says Al Michaels, a Scully protege dating back to his Brooklyn boyhood. He just has this intuition for the rhythm of the game.
What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world.
The running joke was that baseball waited for Scully, not the other way around. If Vin was in the middle of an anecdote and it was a 2-2 count, says Ted Robinson, a longtime MLB announcer, You could be sure the batter would foul off the next pitch just to be sure Vin would get through his story. All of which is to say, it's a good bet that Scully never much intersected with Phillies right fielder Nick Castellanos. By now, you likely know the story, or stories, all three of them. On October 19, 2020, Castellanos was playing for the Reds. During an otherwise somnolent summer game devoid of much significance, Cincinnati's play-by-play man at the time, Tom Brenneman, spoke carelessly and cruelly into an open mic. During the seventh inning of the first game of a doubleheader, Brenneman didn't realize the broadcast was back from commercial break, and he made an anti-LGBTQ slur. By the second game, as social media did its thing, it had become clear that Brenneman's vile comment was going to be a problem. In what was both an apology and a clear attempt to salvage his job, Brenneman began the fifth inning with a soliloquy.
I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith.
As he was winding up, so was Kansas City reliever Greg Holland, who offered a fastball to Castellanos, the batter at the time. As Brenneman continued, Castellanos' bat collided violently with a pitch, resulting in a towering 410-foot drive. And we got this from Brenneman.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
When that awkward interruption was over, and as Castellanos rounded the bases, Brenneman went back to doing damage control.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
As ESPN's Pablo Torre puts it perfectly, watching Brenneman break the fourth wall and then suddenly reconstruct that wall in the same breath remains one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Brenneman was indeed done in the Reds' booth. He finished the apology, then turned the broadcast over to Jim Day mid-game. The team suspended Brenneman that night, and he resigned a little over a month later. He now broadcasts high school sports in the greater Cincinnati area. Castellanos, on the other hand, was just getting started. The next time the Reds visited Kansas City, he struck again. George Gorman, a World War II veteran and the father of Royals' longtime equipment manager Patrick Gorman, had recently died. Coming out of the break at the top of the seventh inning, Kansas City announcer Ryan LaFever began a poignant eulogy of Gorman. Nick Castellanos, though, was batting, and he chose that precise moment to go deep with his 17th home run of the season. Here's the call delivered by LaFever as it coincided with the first pitch.
Well, we're going to tell you about a great man, and it's a loss for the Royals family. That's a great life, 96 years, and Pat, just like his dad, went to KU. He also went to Bishop Ward High School. There's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize for the timing.
By this point, a drive into deep left by Castellanos had become a full-fledged meme. But he wasn't done using his bat to interrupt somber moments. Acquired by the Phillies in the offseason, Castellanos was in the box on the final Monday in May when NBC Sports Philadelphia announcer Tom McCarthy saw fit to deliver a Memorial Day tribute.
The gold chair, which will sit vacant here at Citizens Bank Park, honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
And as if choreographed,
Castellanos rips one to deep left field. It is gone!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Three successive seasons, three earnest moments, each broken up by a Nick Castellanos home run. Unlikely, comically unlikely. The question, just how unlikely? To try and grasp the improbability, we consulted sports statistician and NFL Director of Data and Analytics, Michael Lopez. He was kind enough to help us come up with an answer and to show his work. The first and most basic question, how often does Castellanos hit the ball over the fence? In 2020 and 21, he hit a combined 48 home runs and 827 plate appearances. The home run he hit on Memorial Day was his seventh home run of the 2022 season in his 200th plate appearance. That's a home run 5.4% of the time he steps into the box. But that's too broad. What Lopez rightly calls grief announcements came early in the plate appearance, as baseball broadcasters' stories usually do. Over the last three seasons, through his Memorial Day blast, Castellanos hit 19 home runs on the first or second pitch of his plate appearance, which is to say that there's roughly a 2% chance that in any given plate appearance, he would hit a home run in one of the first two pitches. Extrapolating that, the likelihood that he would hit a home run in each of those three plate appearances, it's about 1 in 120,000. But the probability really plummets when we ask, how likely was he to have three plate appearances in grief announcement settings? To answer this question, we first need some sense of frequency. How often do broadcasters depart from the game to offer the sorts of somber soliloquies that Castellanos has an uncanny way of interrupting? The sonic equivalent of photobombing. We put this to Ted Robinson, a veteran of calling more than 2,500 MLB games, mostly for the Giants and Twins, about how often a broadcaster would deliver a somber monologue. His estimate? Once a month, and that's maybe, he says. There's a question of what do we want to impose on an audience? Honoring Memorial Day? Absolutely. Maybe there's an unfortunate death of someone close to the team or an arrest you feel you have to acknowledge. But weeks can go by between those. That is a guide. A monthly grief announcement would equate to 10 such announcements over the last three seasons, accounting for the pandemic-shortened 2020 campaign. Given that Castellanos has played in most games over that period, one can assume that in a given game with a grief announcement, he'd have a 1 in 20 chance of being at bat after that. Extrapolating that to the 10 grief announcements, the likelihood of his being the batter after three such announcements is 1.2%. Combining Castellanos' early plate appearance home run rate with the odds that Castellanos would be batting when the rare grief announcement was made rate, Lopez makes a back-of-the-envelope calculation. We'd say there's a 1 in 10 million chance that Castellanos would follow three grief announcements with first two-pitch home runs. Those are literally Powerball odds. Lopez points out that the odds improve if we consider the probability that any member of the population of Major League batters do what Castellanos did. The odds also improve when we consider that the grief announcement could have been made by broadcasters of either team. Then again, the odds become longer if we want to refine this and note that Castellanos not only hit home runs, but did so to left field each time. And though it wasn't a home run, Castellanos interrupted a fourth grief announcement earlier this season. In spring training, Blue Jays announcer Buck Martinez was awkwardly addressing the DUI arrest of Toronto pitching coach Pete Walker when Castellanos laced a single to right field, fittingly his first at-bat with the Phillies.
Little looper, that's going to drop for a base hit. Castellanos reached out and poked it into right field.
No sport revels in coincidence and numerology and statistical quirk quite like baseball does. Pitcher Joe Niekro's only career home run? It came off his brother, Phil Niekro. Of Stan Musial's 3,630 hits, 1,815 came at home, and 1,815 came on the road. Musial, incidentally, was born on November 21, 1920, in tiny Denora, Pennsylvania, population 4,580. That's the same unlikely birthplace as Ken Griffey Jr., who was also born there on November 21, 1969. Castellanos' feat, though, set the standard for improbability. 1 in 10 million. For perspective, the odds of being struck by lightning in your lifetime, per the National Weather Service, it's 1 in 15,300. The odds of getting bitten by a shark, 1 in 3.7 million. The odds of getting struck by a meteorite. The astronomer Alan Harris once had it at 1 in 1.9 million. The odds of being elected President of the United States, 1 in 10 million. Which is to say, the awe and amusement we all have for Castellanos' grief announcement triple crown is well placed. With that kind of timing, when his baseball career ends, he might have a second career as a baseball announcer, a successor to Vin Scully.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our acting senior producer is Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. And if you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
He might have a second career as a baseball announcer, a successor to Vin Scully. That's all I got. I mean, you'll cut in the audio, though. You don't need me saying,
right?
Like, yeah, good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.